Kyle Hardrick was once a top basketball prospect. Now he pulls 12-hour shifts in the oil fields near Odessa, Texas.
I worry about him.
This is Kyle's mom, Valerie.
I wake up in the middle of the night dreaming that I walk in the door and he's hanging. Or he shot himself because he's that depressed. You know, and then when basketball season comes around, oh, that's even worse.
Just a few years ago, Kyle was a high school basketball player suiting up for one of the nation's top club teams. He played alongside guys who are now in the NBA. His dream was to make it to the pros.
Because this is what I want to do when I grow up. I want to pay for my family and not have to work anymore, you know what I'm saying?
That's Kyle speaking in a 2016 documentary called The Business of Amateurs. Kyle has stopped speaking publicly about his basketball career, so everything you'll hear from Kyle comes from that documentary. At the end of his freshman year of high school, Kyle committed to play at the nearby University of Oklahoma for Coach Jeff Capel. Kyle was excited. Valerie was relieved.
Coach Capel said, hey, we're going to take care of your son.
In 2009, Kyle enrolled at Oklahoma.
I remember it was my freshman year. It was before our first little scrimmage thing. I was guarding Tiny Gallen.
Of course, nobody nicknamed Tiny is actually Tiny.
He hit my knee and I fell back. And once he fell on me, you hear an instant pop. I remember the trainers and the manager were like, oh God, what happened? It sounded like a shotgun.
Valerie says the coaches told her that they did an x-ray and there was nothing seriously wrong. So Kyle kept practicing, though he says the pain didn't go away.
They still make me do drills. Still did drills.
After this went on for over a year, Valerie decided to take Kyle to a family doctor. Kyle was diagnosed with a torn meniscus.
And when I heard that, I was just shocked. I was like, so this whole time, I had a tear. I was really mad that day. I remember that day, I didn't talk to nobody.
Kyle underwent surgery on March 11th, 2011. According to Valerie, there was permanent damage to Kyle's knee. The doctor told her,
you know, if this would have been taken care of a year ago, he wouldn't have been in the situation he's in.
To make things worse for the Hardricks, Oklahoma refused to pay for the surgery. In a statement to us, Oklahoma said, Oklahoma student athletes have access to a highly respected and accomplished team of medical doctors. When student athletes choose to seek physicians beyond those that work closely with us, as was the case with Mr. Hardrick, they do so at their own expense and risk. But this is where the power disparity between universities and players really comes into play. There are no NCAA rules requiring colleges to pay for athletes' health care. It's up to individual schools to decide what will be covered. Most of the time, schools do pay for their athletes' medical bills while they're still enrolled. But the fact that the NCAA doesn't obligate colleges to pay speaks to this power imbalance. So after the operation, Kyle started rehabbing in hopes of playing again. Meanwhile, Oklahoma got a new head coach, a veteran college coach named Lon Kruger. Valerie says Kruger called her and her husband in for a meeting.
And he sat us at the table, and he says, you know, Kyle needs to find a college that's suitable for Kyle. And we're going like, what? He says, yeah, Kyle really don't belong here.
Kyle lost his scholarship. And I should say here that most athletic scholarships are not for 4 years. They're for a single year, and they have to be renewed annually. And once again, the NCAA gives the power to the schools. Coaches decide whose scholarships get renewed. And since teams have a limited number of athletic scholarships, it can be in their interest to get rid of an underperforming player in order to free up a scholarship for a prospect. Kyle transferred and tried to revive his basketball career, but the knee pain continued, and Kyle ended up needing another surgery.
So after that, he just gave up basketball. He says, I can't do it anymore.
And in 2012, Kyle dropped out of college.
So right now, he's an angry child.
As Valerie and Kyle Hardrick saw firsthand, the system of college sports established by the NCAA is set up so that power rests with the universities. And this setup, the Washington Post's Kevin Blackstone says, isn't colorblind.
This is an issue that affects black families more directly than anyone. And so when we see black families putting so much emphasis on the athletic development of their children, particularly black males, because they are lured by the athletic system at a very young age, it's a big, big problem.
I asked Valerie Hardrick who she believed was at fault, Oklahoma or the system of college sports.
It's a system of college sports. You put trust in these universities. You trust them with your kid on and off the court. And once you're damaged good, they just kick you to the curb.